All right, Darren, listen, when you're playing for so long with a man less against a team with so much craft and creativity like UCD, I'd say you might be happy enough with that result.
Yeah, look here, what I asked of them, they did in the second half. I think you have to be brave. We went to three at the back, I went four across the middle and tried to get two up top, because when you're playing, when you're down to 10 men, the extra man can be made up if the back three are brave enough to pick their men up, because they were playing 4-3-3. So they did that, each and every one of them. Maybe a wee bit unorthodox for Luke, but he done a really good job. Matty and Noah were the same. Tim made two good saves in the second half as well. But I wouldn't say we hung on. I thought we still created some chances ourselves in the second half. And look here, it's pleasing, because a lot of things go against us this evening.
Yeah.
And to be fair, here, like I said, all I ever wanted was for them to be competitive. And tonight you've seen another side of that in them. In there at half time, they wanted to come back out and they wanted to give it a go, and they bought into what I was trying to do at half time. And in the change of the formation, I didn't feel playing a back four was any good to us, because it meant we'd been constantly under pressure. So I wanted to try and get two up top, and that was the easiest way to do it. And look, credit to them. They all put a shift in, each and every one of them. The subs that came on, Max Johnson, Dixie, David Cawley, come on and do their jobs. But all in all, look, it's a good point considering where we were and for how long we played with 10 men. And, we'll take the point and move on.
Right. In fairness to you, you don't really talk too much about match officials and things, Darren, but the referee and his assistants had big calls to make tonight. First of all, the sending off on 25 minutes, Sean O'Donnell. Major, major moment in the game. What was your thoughts on that?
It's a sending off. I've no issues with that. I'm a football man. When you're making decisions, you have to be 100% right when you're making the decision. The referee was 100% right. It's a sending off. I had absolutely no complaints about that. The free kick in the second half is outrageous.
This is the one where the goalkeeper comes and claims the ball in the edge of his area.
It's outrageous. It's again, are you 100% certain he's outside the box? I am 100% certain. I said, don't know it. The good thing about the modern game now is that you get the still images very quickly, because the games are all being recorded live, so you get the images. The image was relayed back to me even before the free kick's taken.
Right,
so right. I'm at the situation to send the fourth official, he's a yard inside the box. And decisions like that, if a goal goes in and kills us off and you lose a game, can cost people jobs. So if you're going to make decisions, be 100% certain you are right in the call that you make. You can't guess. The 18 yard line one is a guess. That's the bottom line, because if you're 100% certain and you don't get it wrong,
yeah,
and you don't get it so wrong, it's not millimetres, we're talking a yard.
Okay.
So
okay.
From that point of view, we've had some really hard calls this year, and I've done really, really well. You know, I'll continue to do that, because I know down the years, maybe at times there's been, I don't know what the word is, and look, again, don't be shouting onto the pitch at him. It's not right, you shouldn't do that. Then you ask a question to the fourth official and they won't give you an answer. I think they now know how to boil the kettle,
yeah,
if truth be told, because they just ignore you.
Yeah.
And the first response is, I'm going to sit down here to be getting a card.
Yeah.
It's too easy. And it's for what it was brought in to do, has actually went the other way.
Yeah.
Because it's actually getting more of the dugouts involved, because of the response that you get when you ask the question.
Yeah. And you're not the first manager to make that point at League of Ireland level. The suggestion would be that, you know, out of courtesy, that they should be interacting with the managers. Is respect the word? I don't know. But it was clear, Darren, that your bench and your coaches on the bench were you know, struggling to contain themselves, because they were so frustrated at some of the decisions.
I love the word respect, I do, because it's talked about, but it has to be a two-way thing. They just can't always feel that they're hard done by.
Mm.
You know, I have yet to get an apology for the mistake. You know, if I lose the game 2-1, you know, on such a big call, then what is it like? You know what I mean? That's where it has to be 100% certain. I can understand why it was brought in, because they want that respect rule, but it's now went too far.
Mm.
You can't even ask. So when I'm saying, you've got that wrong, sit down and you'll get a card.
Mm.
So I'm telling the truth and I'm still getting punished.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then other situations, like where there's a couple of throw-ins and the assistant referee and the fourth official are calling the throw-ins for us and the referee gives it the our way. Well, so why is them two standing there?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
And then that just gets you more angry, you know, because you're there. They talk about there's three teams. Well, there is three teams, yeah. So work as a team as well. And I'm not the only manager, and I know that. We're all the same. All managers are the same. You know, decisions, whether the officials want to agree or disagree with me, but poor decisions in games cost managers' jobs.
Yeah.
That's the facts and the cold hard reality of it. And that decision tonight was a poor, poor, poor decision. Right. I don't blame the referee for giving it, because he's taken the advice from his assistant referee. Yeah. But the assistant referee, A, has to be up with play to make that call. And he's not up with play, because if he's up with play, he sees that it's inside the box. That's not me being arrogant or bullish. That's simple laws of physics.
Yeah.
If he's in line with the box and he still gives it, then we've got a major issue. So he's obviously not up for play and he gambles. And unfortunately for him, he's wrong. And it could cost us. But look, I haven't talked about officials too much and I won't, because at the end of the day, it doesn't do you.
Yeah,
but you know, okay. You can't change the decisions.
Finally, for me, then, Darren, that match now marks the start. Well, it's the end of your run of games. There's a wee mid-season break now. Is that a chance for you to recharge the batteries a wee bit? Is that a break coming at a good time for you?
Probably, yeah. It's maybe not, because you've the game that you've just played and you're finishing with a real high adrenaline rush and you're maybe looking forward to the next game. But you now have to wait the 20th of June away to Longford. Look, that group deserve a break. So they do, because they've given absolutely everything. You know, they have left nothing behind. And as I said, I've said this before and I'll finish with this, because obviously they're going on their break. The obstacles that group and the hurdles that group have had to come through from pre-season to now, it's a credit to them. And that's nothing to do with me. All I've done is put them together. They've created their bond and they've got results through that. So I'll let them enjoy their break with their families. It's well deserved, because they've obviously sacrificed a lot this year with all the travel, leaving early, getting home late, all the stuff that goes with it, and all the other stuff that we've had to deal with. So, look, told them there, enjoy the break, but be sensible and be ready, and let's give it a rattle in the last 15.